Chapter 1 Rachel Wood sat in the back of her family's 1997 station wagon, hating her life. To her right sat her annoying younger brother Mark, and to her left was her older sister Sarah, who sat there loudly humming the pop song streaming through her iPod headphones. As Rachel's dad put on the turn signal and made the final turn off the highway, Rachel took a deep breath, held it, and let out a loud sigh. She couldn't believe her family was making her move now. Of all times, 10th grade. Rachel couldn't help but let her mind drift to places that scared her. What if she didn't make any friends? What if people teased her? What if she didn't fit in? Or her clothes were weird? She worried her sister would make fun of her in the halls, and her brother would embarrass her. Even more, Rachel worried that her overbearing, overzealous parents would mortify her. Her dad turned left onto a long, winding road. Is this it? Rachel wondered to herself. The car continued, making its way through the center of town. Out of the window, Rachel saw a pizzeria, a movie rental store, a nail salon, and a Hallmark store with balloons and cards in the window. She also noticed a coffee shop and a clothing store with mum clothes hanging in the window. As the car rolled slowly through town, Rachel saw a few people. A lady walking on the sidewalk, pushing a stroller. A man and his two sons, wearing AYSO blue and black soccer jerseys and soccer cleats. Rachel also saw a group of kids. One wearing a sweatshirt with a tiger on it that read, AHS. Rachel recognised the letters from the welcome letter she had received a few weeks back, welcoming her to Apache High School. She sighed and wondered if these could be her new friends. Rachel looked the kids up and down and got a pit in her stomach. Seeing these kids made her feel even more nervous for her first day of school tomorrow. She was embarrassed at how slowly her dad was driving through town. Doesn't he know how lame it is to crawl through town? Rachel thought. She buried her head between her legs until she felt the car pick up speed. The family drove for another 5 minutes down a suburban street. She noticed each house as they drove by and was surprised by what she saw. These houses were much different than the houses in her old town. They were large and opulent, had long circular driveways, and some even had pillars you had to drive through to enter their driveways. Where are we? As they neared the end of the road, Rachel's dad put on the brakes. Sarah took her earbuds out and looked up from her lap. Mark pointed and asked, "Is that it?" The pit in Rachel's stomach grew as she anticipated seeing her new house for the first time. She wondered what it would look like. She wondered if she would have to share a room with Sarah again, and wondered about her bedroom. 42 Pine Road, Rachel's dad announced eagerly. Rachel's thoughts were abruptly interrupted as they pulled into their new driveway. Home. Rachel examines the house as they pulled in. This house was different than the others on her street. A white house with black shutters. It was a more modest house, with no entry pillars and no circular driveway. The house had a red front door, with a large brass knocker in the shape of a lion. As Rachel got out of the car, she took another deep breath and grabbed her suitcase. She raced inside along with Sarah and Mark to see the bedrooms. Sarah elbowed Rachel out of the way as they flew through the front door. "I get the bigger room!" Sarah shouted. Sarah ran upstairs and through the hallway and slammed the door. Mark jolted past Rachel, knocking her suitcase from her hands, and dashed into one of the bedrooms and slammed his door. As Rachel got to the top of the steps, she saw an open door, the only bedroom door open, and went in and put her suitcase down. Her room was small, but at least it was hers. She was just glad she didn't have to put up with Sarah and her annoying musical obsessions.